Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Wes is here every week, and I'm here pretty much every week, and Jordana Caro is also here pretty much every week. For the second straight week, she's making an appearance. We actually got emails, Jordana, I'm not making this up. Who has that great radio voice?
Oh, boy.
I'm kidding. I'm not even kidding about that, so I won't tell you who it was, because... I won't get them in trouble, but anyway, nice to have you with us. We're talking about another cool thing, because it's the Teddy Bear Toss coming up this weekend. Coach Pearson talked a little bit about it during his show yesterday, and this is a really neat thing for people to throw things on the ice and not get in trouble, right?
Yes. Yeah. Everyone likes throwing things on the ice, and we're trying this for the first year. We saw it at Northern Michigan last year. I stole it. it's pretty popular everywhere, I guess.
But yeah, we've never done this before?
Yeah, no.
Really?
Not that I know of.
I think we have.
Maybe, yeah, it's probably been 10 years plus.
It's been a while.
It's been since I can remember.
Well, maybe because you and I see it all the time on the road. I mean, a lot of other hockey rinks do it.
I'm pretty sure in the Dave Fisher era it happened at least.
Yeah,
once.
But it's been a while. You're right. So the Teddy Bear Toss is coming out now Saturday night, right?
Yes, okay. The 14th.
Now, it's going to be a little different than other Teddy Bear Tosses. We're not going to throw stuff on the ice after the first goal. This
Correct.
Is going to be in place of Chuck-a-Puck, which happens at the second intermission.
Yes. a little different.
What, did they do that after the first goal?
A lot of places they do it after the first goal. I heard
really?
About a team in Canada. I don't know if it was a junior team or something. They had 20, it must not have been a junior team. They had 20,000 people in the stands. And there were 40,000 stuffed animals that came raining onto the ice after the first goal.
No kidding.
Delayed the game for a half hour. I mean, the teams went back to the locker room.
I mean, that way I would think NCAA rules would not allow that. Hey, that must be a... Have you seen it in college?
Not after the first goal that I can remember.
Right.
But I know that, you know, a lot of the maybe the major junior teams or
sure.
things like
yeah.
that
yeah.
Do it like
they
do
can
it
make
like
up
that.
Their own rules.
Yeah, and make that first goal even more exciting. And
yeah.
I think I saw one that, you know, happened. You know, their first goal was in overtime. You know, and obviously that ended the game. And so you know, end of the game, and you got. Guys trying to shake hands, and the bears raining down.
What a momentum killer, though!
So.
If you're on, you know, you're getting on a roll, you score a goal, you got to wait 20 minutes till they clear off the ice.
That is not going to happen at the McGinnis Ice. Please do not throw anything on the ice after our first goal.
Yes,
in the first period, hopefully on Saturday night. But yeah, we're going to do it in place of Chuck-a-Puck, and so people are kind of used to you know, the whole thing where they get to throw stuff on the ice after the second period's over, and so it'd be good to kind to continue that tradition.
Yes.
Are there any like size regulations on the stuffed animals?
I do not believe so.
Okay.
As long as we can pick it up and get it off
so
the ice.
So if you want a big thing at the Houghton County Fair,
yes.
let's say, after spending lots and lots of money.
Careful.
You can throw that on the ice.
Yes, you
okay.
can.
Okay. That's cool.
But they want it to be new, though. I think
right.
that's one of the rules. It's got to be new, right?
Yeah. Yes, for Toys for Tots.
Yeah, got to be new. And now, and then these just get distributed to Tots.
Yep, we'll be bringing those to Toys for Tots. A little different than our Chuck-a-Puck goes to Make-A-Wish, which is our big fundraiser throughout mm-hmm. the year. But that's the difference between those.
And how's it going? I got. Is it tough getting student athletes to volunteer over break time? Obviously, you got some events coming up during breaks, and this is, you know, the week before finals and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it is usually hard. We try to get some of the locals that stick around, or some of the teams that are in town. Obviously, hockey can't help out at hockey games, so they luck out usually. But yeah, it's hard rounding them up, but we usually get enough.
And so, yeah, that'll be happening on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to that. And talk about this past weekend, you did the Hat and Mitten Drive. You were here last week talking about that. How'd that go?
Yes, we did. That was a success. I think I didn't get to see that much of it, but there were a lot of things in the bucket and on the tree, and so it seems like it was a success.
Is there a number in mind for stuffed animals for the Toys for Tots, how many you're expecting or hoping for or anything like that?
I don't even know where I would
see, that's
start.
The kind of stuff I want to know. I want to know. And it's, what's the goal? 400?
You can give us
what
a goal.
And that
40,000?
40,000.
Oh.
Everybody brought two, and there was 20,000 in the crowd.
Oh, I mean, is that crazy?
I can't imagine.
Oh.
I mean, I think it'd be cool to get 3,000. I mean, if everybody,
yeah.
you know, yeah, hopefully our crowd is more than 3,000, but if everybody in the crowd brought one to get 3,000 to 4,000 stuffed animals on the ice to donate. To local, I mean, and they stay locally too. That's not,
yes.
You know, we're not shipping them somewhere. They stay here for families in need here in the local area. So,
and the volleyball team would love to pick up 3,000 teddy bears. They're looking
sure
forward
they
to
would.
It.
So you volunteered your own team for this
yes.
assignment.
Yep.
And so we got buckets, big trash bins.
Are you guys going to be out there skating?
Oh, no.
Come on.
We will go get them, like, chuck-a-puck after the fact.
Now, do you skate?
No. I used to.
How is this possible?
I forgot how. Yeah. I used to actually skate circles around Tanner. I showed him all that he knows, and then I quit.
Then he forgot it all, huh?
Yes.
I talked to Tanner. I said, have you spoken to your sister at all? Yeah, I heard she didn't stay up for my goal.
how about Saturday's goal? Did you see that one?
Yes, I did. That one was cool. And on the video replay, I like that.
It's pretty awesome thing. And what's so neat about these teddy bear tosses is this: you can see exactly what's happening. You know, it's so right there. You can see what's
going.
Yeah,
the hat and mitten thing. You don't know exactly how many got donated and whatever.
And raffles and stuff like that. You know, those are all good things, obviously. But to see exactly what's going to be going to the kids flying through the air, I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we're looking forward to that. That's on Saturday, second intermission. And, Joanna, thanks again for stopping by. I don't know what we have next week, but I'm sure you're welcome to stop by.
Got to think of something.
If you really want to get up early. But
yes.
All right, cool. Thanks for all.
Thank you.
All right, and let's recap. Let's take a quick break, Wes, and then we'll recap what's going on this weekend for Michigan Tech Sports right here on Drive Time.
Convenience, excellent customer service, and the ability to coordinate your prescriptions directly with your Portage Health physicians are just a few reasons our patients prefer Portage Health Apothecary Pharmacies. We are located at our main campus in Hancock and at our University Center Clinic in Houghton, home to the area's only drive-through pharmacy. We also offer free next-day delivery. Please let us serve your needs at the Apothecaries of Hancock and Houghton. Portage Health Apothecaries, here for you.
Michigan Tech men's and women's Nordic skiing teams were in action this past weekend too, right, Wes?
Yeah, they were. We were scheduled to go down to Northern Michigan, play a race down in Marquette County, and that didn't happen. They had more ice than snow from what Joe told us last night, and so they raced here, and they're going to do it again this weekend, Dirk, 11 o'clock on Saturday, 10 o'clock on Sunday, with classic and freestyle races at the Tech Trails, and I think St. Scholastica's coming over along with Northern Michigan and us, so early season races, and I know they're happy to have the snow. I'm not sure they're happy about the -5 degree temperatures, but
sounds like it's not going to be that cold.
I think it's going to warm up a little bit. Should be good for the weekend, and hopefully that means good things for the hockey crowd as well. I know the weather was brutal on Friday and Saturday nights, and maybe affected things a little bit. But big games, Dirk, on the hockey rink this weekend with Bowling Green coming in,
and we're tied with them in the standings.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for obviously both teams probably looking at it as an opportunity to jump up in the top half of the league and make a statement this weekend. And I know obviously the Falcons are going to be pretty upset about what happened in their barn over the weekend. They lost to Huntsville in overtime 4-3. And Huntsville, I think, came in having only scored 13 goals on the season and scored 4 against them. So they're going to be upset about what happened. And obviously the Huskies looking to get back in the win column. You know, we're not, we're 5 games unbeaten, but need more wins to get more points. And I know they're going to be looking forward to do that. And looking at the standings, I mean, they could put themselves in real good position here heading into the second half as we take a little break from conference play.
Well, I was going to say that too. Once we have these 2 games, the Huskies aren't home for a while.
Yeah.
So really, you know, take advantage of this because it's going to be a little while before Michigan Tech's back at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. So a lot of fun stuff happening at the games, and these should be 2 outstanding games. We know Bemidji so well. We knew those were going to be close games. I think these are going to be close games because we don't know much about Bowling Green and haven't played them in eons, and so I think it'll be 2 teams, like you said, not happy with exactly what happened the weekend before in both of their series. So it should be fun.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. I know we've got students get a chance to play Guitar Hero on the big video board before the game on Saturday. We got that set up and got a chance to test that out. That was a lot of fun. And we got a lot of good stuff going. Obviously, the basketball team's on the road this weekend. They're back at home on the 21st. And we're heading into the holiday season soon. Dirk will be down at Comerica Park very soon for the outdoor GLI, and I'm looking forward to that as well.
It's coming up quick. All right, that's Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.